The Baylor Bears had never been number one in the Associated Press men's basketball poll until this week. It'll likely be a short stay atop the poll. Number 10 West Virginia handed Baylor its first loss of the season last night as Nathan Adrian broke out of a shooting slump with a career-high 22 points in an 89-68 victory over the Bears. Javon Carter added 17 points for the Mountaineers, who opened the second half on an 11-3 run to lead by as many as 26 points. Third-ranked Villanova rolled to a victory by making 15 of its first 20 shots in the second half of a 79-54 rout of number 15 Xavier, and Malik Monk scored 6 points in the final 32 seconds as 6th-ranked Kentucky escaped with an 87-81 victory over Vanderbilt. Elsewhere in top 25 college men's basketball last night, it was number 2 Kansas knocking off Oklahoma by a final of 81-70. 9th-ranked Florida State knocked off number 7 Duke, manhandled them 88-72. It was number 8 Florida beating Alabama 80-67. And Texas Tech knocked off number 25 Kansas State last night 66-65. Deshaun Watson is turning pro. The Clemson quarterback is skipping his senior season and entering the NFL draft after going 32-3 as the Tigers starter and earning his degree. He ends his career on a high note after leading Clemson to the national championship. He threw for 420 yards and 3 touchdowns in the 35-31 victory over Alabama. And Jabril Peppers has decided to enter the NFL draft and skip his senior season at Michigan. The Heisman Trophy finalist is projected to be a first-round pick in April. And Florida State offensive tackle Rod Johnson will forego his final season of eligibility to also enter the NFL draft. Clemson's going to celebrate its football national championship with a parade on Saturday. The school says things will get underway at about 9:30 in the morning, wind through the city, and end at the football stadium. The Tigers claim their second national title by knocking off number 1 and previously undefeated Alabama Monday night 35-31. Now, the Crimson Tide have announced that tailback Bo Scarborough fractured a bone in his lower right leg during Monday's loss to the Crimson Tide. Scarborough was injured late in the third quarter after rushing for 93 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Now, the game itself drew 680,000 fewer viewers on TV and online than last year's game won by Alabama. Derrick Rose has been fined by the Knicks after he missed a Monday's loss to New Orleans for what he says was family reasons. The guard returned to practice Tuesday and told reporters the absence had nothing to do with basketball. He says he apologized to his teammates and Knicks management, telling them it won't happen again. Rose is expected to be in uniform for tonight's game in Philadelphia. NBA scoreboard from last night: Washington edged by Chicago 101-99. Toronto knocked off Boston 114-106. It was Atlanta cruising by Brooklyn 117-97. Houston downed Charlotte 121-114. And Milwaukee escaped San Antonio with a 109-107 victory. And it appears that Carl Edwards has made his last left turn in the NASCAR competition. Two people with knowledge of the situation told the AP that Edwards is retiring from the sport less than 2 months after nearly winning his first Cup championship. Joe Gibbs Racing has scheduled a pair of news conferences Wednesday, during which Edwards is expected to announce he is giving up the sport immediately and that reigning Xfinity Series champion Daniel Suarez will replace Edwards in the number 19 at Toyota. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.